our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
I've been coughing after I eat a lot lately.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're coughing.
We're awesome. We were just coughing a lot. Like, we just ate dinner, and for some reason, when I eat lately, I've been just coughing.
It's good. It's good dinner.
I don't think... Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the coughing was good. I was like, I don't think that's good.
I made some spagooters.
You did make spagooters.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
The spicy Italian sausage really gives it something special.
Yeah, I think we could skip the bell pepper next time.
Sure.
Yeah. Good dinner, folks. Come over for dinner.
Yeah, we made some
spagooters. Actually, don't come over. Our apartment is a mess right now. Like, a huge mess.
Well, that's just because all the eBay stuff.
Yeah, we were selling a bunch of stuff on eBay. We've already sold a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. There might still be some stuff.
There's a couple things left.
Yeah.
But I listed all the things last week. And
yeah, like, just a lot of what we own. We could probably get rid of an entire bookshelf or two with all the stuff that we got.
Well,
we'll
fill it up.
Yeah, I know we will. We're getting rid of stuff. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
So I got to do some playtesting of my magic cards.
Oh, that's right. You did, because you were going to go do... You're going to play Tiny Leaders, and there weren't enough people.
There weren't enough people, so we did some playtesting, and it was awesome.
Oh, yeah? What'd you find out? What'd you learn?
There's, like, one of the mythic rares is real strong. I just want to tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's the way that it's set up. It's a tricky effect, but it's... I think I could make it strong, but not broken.
What else did you learn about just that? Did you learn that it's good? Did you learn that it doesn't work?
There's a lot of things that are good. There's a few things that I knew. I kind of felt like they weren't right, but I'm going to take out and put in replace some stuff.
Like what? Just some individual cards?
There's a couple cycles in there that don't fit. There's like uncommon cycle of bring something back from the graveyard that doesn't really...
It doesn't fit at all.
The white one fits, and the blue one's good, but... Like, the red one for artifacts doesn't make any sense because there's, like, hardly any artifacts.
Yeah, there's no artifacts.
And the green one for lands is okay, but it, It only works well with if you're playing with black as well. But.
Yeah. We found that to be true, that when we were building decks, we almost always had black in them,
mm-hmm.
you and I. So I don't know if you're going to try to balance that or
black's
just
good.
Even. Yeah. Black is good, I know. Because it might, maybe just black's good in
the set. I made white better.
It feels weird, though, because that's not the flavor of the set at all. Black is not.
Oh, yeah, black and red. They're the big baddies.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like white and red should be the set. Because white likes snow.
Oh, white is snow. Okay.
It is snow!
No, I get you.
It is.
So anyway, that was our magic minute.
Magic minute! What was the segment we started last week?
The segment that you were going to talk about?
There was a segment that we had. Oh man, just the magic minute.
Magic minute.
What were we? Remember the segment we were going to start this week.
This one is called "What Did Adam Do Wrong?"
What did Adam do wrong? Although I don't know. I don't know what Adam did. Adam bought something out of a vending machine. That's all I got.
Like last week.
Yeah. There's no You're getting better about the cupboard doors.
Yeah, I closed the cupboard.
Yeah. Close the cupboard doors.
I notice when they're open now.
Yeah.
Because he said, hey, you should shut the cupboard doors.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, so the new segment is me calling Adam out on stuff that he does wrong on the podcast so that he remembers not to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything this week. I can't think of anything.
So the news I have is my cousin got a tattoo.
She did.
It's
true.
Of the latitude and longitude of the place where our family used to go in the summer. It's mm-hmm. called the camp. It was like a hunting cabin that my grandfather used to go to in the winter, and he'd take all the kids, all the grandkids out there mm-hmm. in the summer, and we'd all have to mow the lawn and chop wood and poop in the outhouse.
Are you going to get this tattoo? You're thinking about
I'm
it.
I'm thinking about it. Like, she got it. Hers is real big, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, showing like 6 inches. That's big.
Well, she did like a hex sign.
You know, oh, okay.
Like, because, like, the Pennsylvania Dutch had, like, the hex signs, and there was one on the camp.
Okay, so she did, like, a big fancy thing instead of Angelina Jolie-ing it.
Yeah, just putting the numbers.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to do the numbers, I think. Yeah. And I think that everybody in my family
You only have really simple, boring tattoos as it is.
Right, so. That's what I want,
Well,
though.
You know what
they
I think we
should
do?
They have to be symbolic of something.
I think we should fix the tattoos you have first.
Well, I mean, we could do that at the same time.
Yeah, no, they don't usually like to do a lot of things at the same time.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying, they don't. And by fix, I mean touch up. They look fine. They're just,
yeah, they're just
falling. They're faded. Because
when you were
out.
Trying to teach me how to
you know
clean
what?
It, you did it wrong.
Also, I did not teach you how to clean your arm one, and that one doesn't look great either, so...
That's better than
also
was.
On your chest, your tattoo artist tattooed incorrectly. You were bleeding way more than you should have been because you went to some guy in his basement. I was there for it. I was not happy.
Yeah, I know. And you were like, oh, do this. You have to keep wiping it off. And then it all came off. All the
no.
ink came out when it would have just been fine otherwise.
No, it wouldn't have.
Anyway.
So
I decided I should maybe get those numbers just right on my forehead.
I think you should... Oh, let's not go into that again. I think you should wait a little while, though, for you
no,
get
yeah.
them.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
I know
it
you
right
have,
now.
Like, a five-year thing where, like, if something's been in your... Or is it 10 years? If
yeah,
something's
10
been
years.
In your life less than 10 years, you're not going to get a tattoo of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's since I was a kid. So
right,
that's
no, I know.
About
I know.
25, 30
right.
years.
So just 10 years to go.
Okay. What? No.
It's a joke. Oh my god. Why? Did you get... You just gave me a face like, what?
Don't you know how
like,
math
you don't
works?
Understand jokes.
30 minus 10 is negative 20.
It was a joke. It was a bad joke.
That's the best joke you ever said.
You know what? That's not true. And
so I have a joke. I have a joke.
Okay, what's your joke?
What? Your butt.
Oh, what a great
joke.
Get it? We saw Mad Max yesterday.
Oh, that was awesome.
they made your joke. It said, careful about water because you might get addicted to it. And I was like, that's your joke.
Oh, they said that? I
yeah.
didn't hear that.
That's what I was trying to whisper to you. He's like, you got to be careful with water because you don't want to get addicted to it.
I think
it was
all
like,
blah, 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 blah.
And I was like, that's your joke. That
oh,
was your joke.
They said my joke.
They said your joke. And I was like, oh, they ripped you off.
I think I'm addicted to water. I
no,
wake up
Mad
in the
Max.
Morning and I feel like I fucking need it or I'm going to die.
Mad Max was really good, though.
It was.
Like, it was...
It was really, it was a simple story, but it was so well done, and,
yeah.
like, it was all action.
It was very simple, it was all action. There mm-hmm. was very little dialogue, but that's okay. I don't usually like action movies, but mm-hmm. in this case, I was all for it.
Right, and it kept, like, one of the things that was cool about it was it kept your attention. Like,
yeah.
it kept focused in the center.
Uh-huh.
Because, I forget what podcast I was listening to, but they were talking about how most action movies have the action in the first third or the last third of the screen.
Right.
But Mad Max had it right in the middle.
It was right
so,
in the middle.
So you don't have to like look all around
yeah.
and try and figure out what's going on.
Which is good because we were sitting in the front row
oh
of
God.
The tiniest theater I've ever been in. There were maybe 100 seats in that theater. I don't think
yeah.
there was 100. It was so small. It was mm. so cute.
It was a cute little theater. Yeah. We sat in the front row and we got to lean back
you
on our chairs.
Lean back because the chairs lean back. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
No, I like Mad Max a lot. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it's a recommendation.
It reminded me of Sin City. I think some of the camera styling and they have like special effects and clearly green screen stuff in there, but they don't do a lot to hide that. The contrast between like in the beginning of the movie, they had a shot of some people standing up on a balcony in front of a huge crowd of people.
Oh, and you could see it was a green screen.
Yeah, you could tell very clearly it was a green screen and you could see that the lighting was different and the contrast was different, the filming
yeah.
was different. And that happened a lot throughout the movie, but I think it was intentional that they left it like that. Because they could have easily fixed it.
I didn't notice it anywhere else in the movie.
I noticed it only because I thought it was cool after a while. At first, I was
yeah.
like, what is this? They couldn't even bother.
It looked like they, were,
like,
it looked like they were watching it like an old film.
Yeah,
on the
it did. It had a feel like a like 70s film,
yeah.
a 70s
like
or
Mad
80s
Max?
Film. Yeah, but it could have been filmed different, and it wasn't. And I thought that was
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah, the,
also,
the choices that were made were good.
Charlize Theron was great.
Yeah.
Someday Bane will not have to wear a mask. Mm. Today is not that day.
Ooh, Batman! Look out!
Yeah, he had a mask on like half the movie. Poor guy.
That was my Bane impersonation.
That's a good Bane impersonation. You get a. Oh, you didn't say any S's. You get a slur your S's.
I don't know how Bane talks. I just
his accent sounded like what's his face? What's that
Sean
guy?
Connery?
Yeah. That guy.
It sounded like Sean Connery with a mask on.
He did sound like Sean Connery with a mask on. But then I realized in this movie, I think that's just his voice.
That's just how he talks.
That's just how he talks. I didn't know that. But I thought that
he was in Inception as well.
Was he?
Yeah.
That movie's shit, so who cares?
Yeah.
I've watched the movie twice.
Oh, so if you don't know about us in the movie Inception.
Oh. You should know that that's a terrible movie.
Yeah, so the movie Inception, although well regarded as a cinematic masterpiece,
it is pretty. People, I'll give it that. It looks cool.
It looks cool. But it tries really, really hard to be a smart movie for dumb people.
Yeah, it tries so hard to just make you feel like, oh my god, how could that even be a thing? That's crazy. It tries to be much more profound than it is, and it's just not. No. If you need profound and what the fuck, watch Primer.
Watch Primer.
You.
Yeah, you won't get it. I don't care how smart you are.
Nobel physicists couldn't follow that movie.
You know it's right, but you can't figure it out.
You know it has to be right, because the people who wrote this movie are very smart. You trust them. But you don't see how that could possibly be true.
So is this like the 17th iteation?
Yeah, it's a time travel movie. And those get crazy anyway, but this one is
time travel correctly. Oh. Primer. It's called Primer, directed and written by Shane Carruth.
Watch it. Let's talk about some other movies that we like. Dancer in the Dark.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
That's such a great movie. Don't ever watch it.
Let's talk about movies you should never watch. We had a top three this week, but I don't want to do that top three. We can just talk about it, but I want to do top three books that have influenced you, but I couldn't think of three.
Okay.
So I'd rather do top three movies you should never watch.
Top three movies. Okay, well, we have Dancer in the Dark.
Dancer in the Dark. Do you want that one or do you want me to have it?
That's my favorite movie that I should never, watch. And I own it and I will watch it again, but I shouldn't.
You shouldn't. No, you shouldn't ever.
Oh, the feels.
Yeah, these are all going to be movies with just terrible, horrible feels, probably.
But they're such good movies.
I know.
Like, Dancer in the Dark's it's a real quirky.
I think every movie I have here is going to be a movie that, you should watch once, but...
Yeah, just watch it once.
But watch it when you're not feeling down on yourself. Watch it on a day where you don't have anything else planned, because you're not going to have...
Least feel-good movies of all time.
But they're great movies, and you should watch them.
Yeah.
Okay, my number three is going to be Requiem for a Dream.
Okay.
Because, that movie. That was the first, movie I ever watched.
I got one thing to say about that movie.
Yeah.
S2S.
I knew that's where you were going.
That's...
Dana, Dana, Dana. Now, that's a rough movie.
Okay. Should I do my number three? Because you just skipped over Dancer.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even explain what it was.
You took Dancer. Oh, yeah, we didn't explain what that was. I'm sorry. What is Dancer in the Dark?
So, Dancer in the Dark is a movie that's very... it's set in, the 1960s
mm-hmm.
in, rural... whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It might be, suburban, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's...
Well, Bjork. I changed my mind about...
Bjork stars in it.
I have a worse one.
Bjork stars in it.
Uh-huh.
Icelandic Bjork.
Yeah.
And she sings, there's a lot of song, Bjork music in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie, she's blind, or she's going blind.
Yeah, she's going blind in the movie.
And her she's afraid that her son is going to go blind, so she's saving up money to pay for his operation.
Uh-huh. And then stuff happens.
Yeah,
Let's not spoil anything.
But, man.
Yeah.
That's intense.
So
you said
Requiem for a Dream, but there's another one that I thought of that I want to put on there.
Okay, well, you have to go back.
I have four, though, is the problem.
I don't even know if I have three.
I can take your other one. You do have three. If you forgot about this one, I'll just tell you about it. Go ahead.
My number two is one of my favorite movies with also a cool little ditty in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mary and Max.
Oh, no, you should watch Mary and Max. It is a little depressing, but it's worth the ride.
No, that is that's true.
You should watch it. We've watched it multiple times on purpose.
It's so good, and it's sad.
It's a sad feeling movie. It is a sad feeling. It isn't a movie you should watch if you want to be happy for the rest of the day.
Yeah, but it's real good, and it has a lot
of... It's such a good movie. Go ahead.
It's about an overweight, autistic Jewish guy who becomes... best friends with an Australian 10-year-old girl.
Yeah. Pen pals.
They're pen pals.
They tell each other about their terrible lives.
It's Mary and Max.
Oh, what a good movie.
It's so good.
Oh, I want to watch that movie
now. And it's Philip Seymour Hoffman as Max.
Is he really? I'm not sure I ever noticed that.
Yeah, well, it's not...
That's a little sad.
Yeah.
I forgot about him until just now.
Okay, what's your number, what's your number two?
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm going to tell you what my number two was, but then I'm going to say a different movie, because I thought of another movie that I thought was better. So, honorable mention to Dear Zachary, which is a documentary about a guy who gets murdered It happens the first, like, 2 minutes of the movie. It's a real thing. A guy who gets murdered and then his best friend goes on a trip across the country to talk about, like, to talk to all his friends and people that loved him about what happened. And then he's killed by his girlfriend and then a whole bunch of other shit happens after that. I can't really say too much about it because I guess I could say that the movie, the title of it, Dear Zachary, it's like a letter. The movie is intended for his kid. Mm-hmm. Who his girlfriend who killed him got pregnant with. It's all very complicated. but it does not end well for anybody involved. And it's depressing and it's shitty, but you should watch it because it's really, really good. Mm-hmm. So that was my honorable mention. But my number two is Tideland.
Oh my.
I thought you were going to forget about it, which is why I needed to mention it.
Oh no.
Tideland is the worst. I don't even remember what it was about. I just remember hating it a lot. And there was a girl who's like dead dad's just sitting in the living room forever.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges is dead in the living room.
The whole movie.
Oh.
You know what? That's not even a you should watch it once. That's don't watch
it. Don't ever watch
it. Do not watch it.
It's just going to make you feel real bad.
You're going to be uncomfortable about it.
Yeah, there's some uncomfortable.
The whole movie is uncomfortable.
But that's that Terry Gilliam movie.
Yeah. I don't care. Brilliant Mind. Whoa, that movie's too much. It's too much. It's too much. What's your number one? You got a number one? Is your number one going to be the same as my number one? Probably.
It's about the war.
Oh, it is!
In Japan.
Oh! It's Grave of the Fireflies. Shared number one. Grave of the Fireflies.
I don't know. Is it Miyazaki? I know it's Studio Ghibli.
I don't think it is. It's Studio Ghibli, but it's not Miyazaki.
Yeah, so it's Studio Ghibli animation style, which is cute and happy.
Yep.
But it starts off sad. And then it gets happy for a little while.
I think we can say how it starts. It starts off, it's a boy and his sister who are orphaned during World War II in Japan by nuclear bombs and stuff.
Because nukes happen.
Because bombs. And then it doesn't end well for anybody involved. As always, as with all of these movies, it doesn't end well for anybody involved. I watched it twice. Because my best friend Andy's like, you should watch this movie. And he didn't really warn me about it. Like, I think he said it's sad. But he didn't actually, like, tell me how sad it was.
And then
I wanted you to watch it, but I knew you'd never watch it by yourself.
I was like, that's dumb.
Yeah. And then, so I forced myself to watch it again, which was such a bad idea. Don't do that. But again, worth watching only one time. Please only watch that once.
Do we have any other movies on that list?
Trainspotting's not super great.
Oh, that's my favorite movie.
I know you love it, but it's...
That's the movie I've watched more than any other movie.
I know, but still a little depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think so? I didn't like it that much.
Right, boy. No more fucking smick.
I don't think I could think of any other movies that are horrifying like that in the same way that all these others were.
Right.
Except Mary and Max. Mary and Max is good. Yeah. All the rest are just...
I've heard of a Serbian film, but I've never seen it. That's probably one you don't ever
watch. Oh, I've heard of Serbian film, too. I would watch it. I'll watch anything.
Yeah, you don't care about it.
I guess there's the Human Centipedes, but those are so... Okay, you know, the first one, whatever.
The second one... Don't ever watch the Human Centipede 2. That's one, don't ever watch it.
That's a don't ever watch. You're not missing anything. A guy goes crazy and jerks off with barbed wire.
Oh, no.
No, it isn't even barbed wire. It's razor wire.
I thought it was like sandpaper.
No. It's solidly pokey things on wire. It's not good. It's not good. Don't watch it. Don't ever watch it. You're not missing anything, even if you think you are, even if you're like, oh, it can't be that bad. It is. Please don't watch it.
It's worse than what you imagine.
It's worse than what you think it's going to be, because I thought Human Centipede was hilarious.
Centipede gave me the ooks.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, that's gross.
And Tusk made me uncomfortable more than Human Centipede
Tusk?
Did. Yeah.
I was only minorly grossed out by it.
Yeah.
But then Johnny Depp showed up, and then it got awesome.
It was such a weird, like, non sequitur.
Right,
for that
like
movie.
Tusk. The movie's over halfway through.
It really is,
and then Johnny Depp happens all of a sudden, and you're like, "What the fuck is happening?" And then it gets awesome.
That's true.
Like, there's half a movie, and then the other half is an entirely different movie, and even better.
Yeah, I don't know. Tusk was whatever. I'm over Kevin Smith, so.
You liked Red State, though.
Yeah, I did like Red State, but most of his other movies are very...
I mean, you had to be alive in that time.
Like, right. I was... Okay, but I don't like Chasing Amy, and I watched that at a time in my life. That I should have liked Chasing it. Amy was Mallrats is all right, Mallrats was but awesome. It's no cinematic masterpiece.
Mallrats was, for when I watched it, it was perfect.
The first one I saw ever was Clerks 2. Which is a weird...
That's a weird start.
It's a weird sequence.
I saw Clerks 1, and then Mallrats came out, and I watched Mallrats.
Jane Silent Bob, not any good.
Yeah, Jane Silent Bob.
I never finished Dogma.
Dogma was one of my favorites. I never finished Dogma. I like Dogma
I fell asleep towards the end of Dogma.
Dogma came out when I was like 19 or 20, yeah. And I thought it was awesome.
Right, right. And now he's doing Hit Somebody, which is like a three-part miniseries yoga hosers? Now. Yoga Hosers with his daughter.
And Johnny Depp's daughter.
And Johnny Depp's daughter.
Him and Johnny Depp are friends now, I guess, because their daughters are friends.
That's not a thing I care about. Hey, you should grab our snack.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the table. Counter. It's in the counter table.
Is made of a pig.
All right, so we were at the Asian market this week, and there's these adorable little... I don't know how you get that off. There's these adorable little containers, and they're like the body of an animal and then the head of an animal. And I picked the pig. There was also a tiger and... Probably a bear.
And the amazing thing about this is they have a secondary use as a piggy bank.
Yeah, they have a little...
That's why she picked the pig, I think.
No, I picked the pig because he was adorable.
And he's also our piggy bank now.
He is our piggy bank. But inside of this container are little... They're like Jell-O. I think it's Jell-O. I think it's room temperature Jell-O.
Ooh.
It's called Delicious Jelly Snack. I have no idea
what like
that
this. Sounds delicious.
There are five of them in here. We've got strawberry... green apple, pineapple, and green apple.
I think we should try green apple.
I think we should try green apple because there's enough for both of us
and it's got like Jell-O, but it's got bits in it.
Yeah, it's got little bits in it.
Coconut
ingredients:
chunk.
Water, sugar, fructose syrup, coconut chunk, locust bean gum, carrageenan, seaweed extract, citric acid, other stuff.
Yeah, so these are coconut chunk, I believe.
Yeah, that's what's in them. So, they're pretty small. It's pretty small.
It's maybe like an ounce of...
It's like a spoonful. Maybe two spoonfuls of what you would normally think of as Jell-O. I'm trying to open it, and it doesn't want to open. This is like an individual single-serve container.
Ooh. It smells.
Like fake. Hey, you want to help me open mine? I can't get it. The consistency on them leaves something to be desired.
Oh.
Did it squirt you in the eye?
No, it just squirted all over every goddamn thing.
Oh, that's cool. I don't like Jell-O, so I don't know how this is gonna go.
It's like wet Jell-O.
I mostly bought this because I wanted the container.
These are
120 serving calories in each serving.
All right, let's do this.
No, hold
it's
on.
Like a Jell-O
hold
shot.
On, oh, you switch them. Hold on. Oh, serving size 120 grams, about 5 cups. There's nothing to them.
A serving is the whole thing.
Supposedly. 120 calories. That really doesn't seem right.
Do we just like Jell-O shot?
I think you Jell-O shot it. Tastes like Jell-O. Tastes like room temperature Jell-O. Mm-hmm. No. Oh, the little chunks in the middle are not any good. I'd actually be fine with it without the chunks. But the, coconut chunks are not good. I don't like coconut either. So
I am not impressed with this snack. 3 out of 10.
Luckily, we only have 5 of them.
Yeah. If you want one of these...
I would totally have eaten this if it wasn't for the coconut chunks.
If anybody wants one, I'm going to bring them to work.
Uh-uh. If anybody wants one of these, tweet at us. Comment. Post a comment on Facebook. Comment on the website.
You can taste it.
Tweet at us at Aha Podcast. Facebook.com/AhaPodcast. You're having trouble getting the pig's head on straight.
Got it.
Facebook.com/AhaPodcast, AhaPodcast.com. If you want to email, it's AhaPodcast@gmail.com. If you're not comfortable with any of the other public forums.
You can follow either of us on
Twitter.
We have
one strawberry, one green apple, and one pineapple. First come, first serve. You get what's left if you're the last one.
Yeah.
If I don't know your mailing address, you're going to need to send that as well. Mm-hmm. Or if you work with us, we'll just bring it to work.
And if you live in Pennsylvania, you get a special surprise along
in
the package.
Yeah, if you live in Pennsylvania, you get a special surprise of...
A secret. Secret surprise.
We've talked about it on the podcast.
I know, but it's a secret.
Secret surprise. If you're a long-time listener, you should know what this is.
Yeah. if you're not,
we talked about it a month ago.
Yeah, I'll tell you in person if you want to know.
Uh-huh. In Pennsylvania.
Right.
In person somehow. Here, throw this away. I finished my jelly snack. It was okay. 3 out of 10. Definitely 3 out of 10.
Maybe 2.
It'd be a lot better without the coconut chunks.
I think it would be a lot better if it wasn't just like warm jello with coconut chunks in it.
Yeah, I don't like jello, so.
I didn't like the wet part of it. That
oh, I did like the wet part. I was okay with the wet part.
No, when I opened it, it squirted everywhere, and yeah. I don't know where it is or what it's on.
It's just everywhere, probably.
Like,
our jar of money, we got a jar of money because we were selling all our stuff, so we have a jar of cash.
Uh-huh. Don't rob us.
Don't rob us. I mean, please.
So we finished watching. I watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I finished season 2.
You watched so much Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the last week.
Season 2 is pretty cool.
Yeah, it got a lot better than season 1. Season 1 was super slow.
You didn't watch the end of season 1.
The beginning of season 1 was super slow. Season 1 got real boring.
The first like 6 or 7 episodes are real boring. Then it kind of picks up. And then
it's
at the end
like
of the season.
It's Parks and Rec though, right? The first season is just real.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Because the characters aren't the characters yet.
Yeah.
Like Andy isn't even funny yet. He's just like an annoying ex-boyfriend or
something.
Right.
And I think, if I remember correctly, in the first season, they tried to make Leslie Knope like dumber. Mm-hmm. And they had to smarten her up. So.
Yeah. Everybody got funny.
Yeah, we are actually halfway through, a little bit more than halfway through the last season of Parks and Rec, because we just remembered we hadn't watched it yet.
So, I keep hearing about the show Orphan Black.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about Orphan Black,
too. If anybody knows anything about that, or if
it's
you
about
can
clones.
It.
There's clones in it.
Okay.
I know it has clones
in it. So if anybody has any recommendations for or against it, let us know, because I kind of want to start watching it, but I don't want to just dive in without...
I've never heard anybody say a word bad about it. Maybe that helps.
I mean, Curtis Armstrong likes it.
Yeah. Patton Oswalt likes it a lot.
Mm. He likes Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
I know he likes Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because he's on it.
3 times.
Yeah. He's only 3? I thought he's 4.
He's triplets.
Oh, you mean 3. He's every episode he's in, he's 3.
Well, yeah, one of them gets killed. But
right.
It's usually.
Hey, close. I hope nobody here is
2 out of 3
behind on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and concerned about the third Patton Oswalt.
He doesn't even show up till the end of the first season.
No, that's true. Delicious jelly snack. Delicious. Twin Rabbit, I think you're lying. Twin Rabbit is the name of the manufacturer of this, by the way, because it's from Japan and adorable.
Yeah. So we have a piggy bank now.
We do. I'm going to go put all our change in it when I'm done here.
That sounds good.
It looks really fun. There's a little slot in its head you can put things in.
So I just started playing Fallout New Vegas again in preparation for Fallout 4.
Uh-huh. How's it going? You're killing everybody.
Oh, yeah, I'm just killing everybody.
My sister just started playing Fallout 3. Apparently, if you play Fallout 3 on a computer where the processor has more than one core, it really pukes it out at you. And it crashes all the time. You have to do a little fix because it was made in an older time. It's getting to be an older game.
I hope my computer can run Fallout 4.
Your computer can run a Fallout 4. It might not run at the highest settings, but it'll run it.
Well, I'm going to have to upgrade.
You don't have to upgrade.
I might have to.
Your computer's, like, held together inside with duct tape.
Yeah. No, it's, like... gray goop.
No, there is duct tape in there. I took your computer apart to swap our graphics cards,
and
there
you know
is
what?
Definitely
and it works
duct
better
tape.
Than yours.
And not only is there duct tape in there, there's duct tape with hair stuck to it in there.
And it works better than yours.
Well, that... Yeah, right.
And I bought it at a pawn shop. Yeah. And someone just came in and was like, I built this computer. It's got all good parts in it, and I don't need it.
Yeah.
Or you
you
do
paid,
it.
Like, almost no money for
it was
that
like
as far as computers
bucks?
Go. Yeah, my computer was, like, $800, and it doesn't even work.
Yeah.
Because it's a jerk.
You got it at a pawn shop.
No, see, that's the thing, though. Usually a computer you buy at a pawn shop is going to be an E-Machines.
Right. But, no, you got to get the right one. I was waiting for the
it
right
only
one.
Works if you... That only happens if you work there. Yeah. Like you're never going to come across
that's,
if you
that's
don't
when
work
I bought
there.
I got a brand new VCR because I worked at a pod shop.
You did.
In the box.
I know.
Now it's dusty.
Yeah, we need to get rid of that VCR.
No.
I thought we agreed we were getting rid of the VCR.
Why? How am I going to watch all my videotapes?
Okay. I thought I said it's time to get rid of the VCR, I think, and you said, yeah, it is.
But then how am I going to watch Better Off Dead on VHS?
I'm just very confused about the sudden turn of events
here.
Okay. You don't have to get mad. I just thought you'd agree to get rid of it, like, just
I've
readily.
Changed my mind.
Okay.
Because because it was hiding back there.
It was. It's true.
And I forgot about it.
Yeah.
We should watch Golden Boy again, because that was hilarious.
Oh, that was
funny.
That was something.
It was funny.
That was something. It's like softcore cartoon porn.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Not even. It's just a guy who has a crush on ladies and does weird shit about
boobs.
It.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I like ladies. And they're like,
it's
hey.
It's real weird.
Oh, golden boy.
It's super weird.
It was fun, though.
It was fun, but it was weird. There was another one that we had, too. There was something about some lady.
There was, like, space.
Space lady something. Yeah. I don't know. We got them at a thrift store.
Yeah, for 50
like
cents
50
each.
Cents.
Yeah. We're like, oh, golden
boy
one,
they
and
had.
Two. We didn't know what they had. We're like, oh, this looks like fun. We'll watch
it. Is it legal to, like, record porn over children's movies and then bring the children's movies to the thrift store? Because I think we talked about doing that, about how hilarious it would be.
I don't think I talked to you about that.
No, when we were at the, like, not for real, like, as a joke. We were at the thrift store and we were like,
so
well,
everybody,
if you have any
VHS tapes that you're not using, just record pornos over them and donate them to the thrift shops.
Yeah, dude, kids will be so excited. Don't do it over, like, Dumbo. Do it over, like, the Goonies.
No.
No.
The Goonies is good. You don't want to not...
We'll just do it after.
You don't
want to
miss
then.
The Goonies.
Just after. There's always extra tape.
They'll do it like, what's a kid's movie that's, like, awful?
It can't be, like, a kid's movie, though. It's something to be, like, a 12 or 13-year-old boy would watch.
13-year-old movie. Like a action movie. No. How about, like, Breakfast Club?
No, because what 12-year-old boy's watching
Breakfast Club?
Yeah, okay, I don't think...
How about, like Pacific Rim? That's, like, a action...
Yeah, right.
Or, like, Godzilla, something like that, that somebody, like, a 12-year-old would enjoy.
Yeah, it's gotta be something that, like a younger kid wouldn't... You know what? Do the world a favor... Get your hands on a copy of Tideland on VHS and just record porn over it, please.
Don't watch it first.
Don't watch it first. Don't even accidentally watch it. Don't put it on the background.
And make sure that when you do record the porn over, you don't leave any gaps.
Don't leave any gaps. That's going to be a really awkward one. A really awkward gap.
That's an awkward gap.
Dead Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that movie.
And poor, what's her name? Jaziah. What was it?
I don't remember.
Jeliza Rose or something like that?
Probably.
I don't know. It was some weird name.
Correct.
But yeah, this little girl who's in the middle of nowhere with her dead dad and her neighbors who are crazy.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Anyway.
I have to repaint my nails tonight.
Yeah, I have to keep playing Fallout 4 tonight.
You do have to keep playing.
Anyway,
Fallout
so that's the end of our podcast.
No, there's got to be something else we could say.
I think we ran out of stuff to talk about.
No, I don't think we did. How could we have?
I mean,
there has to be
I don't
something
know what else to talk about.
There has to be something.
Well,
there has to be something. All right,
it's boring now.
You're
boring.
You're boring.
I know, that's why
you
I'm
know how boring it is to talk about how boring your podcast is?
Boring!
Oh, 1 second. Mark Maron had Obama on his podcast, and I think we should ask Obama to be on our podcast.
Obama who?
The Barack Obama?
Obama.
Barack? Barack Hussein
President,
Obama?
President Obama?
President Hussein. That's his name. His actual name.
Yeah.
Don't be racist, people. There was a racist shooting last week, and it was not okay.
Don't be racist.
Don't be racist. Don't kill people.
Okay.
Unless they're really, really, really annoying.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like
a screaming baby
like
on
I've,
an airplane.
No, like, I've talked to some people today that I think the world would be fine without.
You know, me too.
Yeah, see? If murder were ever legal, I think there were people who would
be... The Purge.
Do you think if murder were legal, do you think there are people who would volunteer to be murdered?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because they're too
like
cowardly
suicidal
to just
people.
Die. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too cowardly to kill themselves.
It's the perfect match.
Well, that was like the death by police, right?
Yeah, that's...
You go do something shitty and then you
try
went
to get the police to shoot you.
Get the police to shoot you.
Yeah. Suicide by police. That's not... That's
so,
not
hey,
normal.
Depressing.
Hey, this episode was really depressing.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
So Jurassic World came out. Didn't see it yet.
Want to see it. Probably going to see it.
Mad
Max wasn't depressing. It was like a little bit.
But it was hopeful.
It was hopeful.
There was a little bit of hopeful.
There was
in
some
there.
Hope. Oh, it made me thirsty though. That movie made me really thirsty.
So dust.
Because it's just dust and desert.
It's so
the
dust.
The whole movie. And I don't know how they live like that. Like I don't know how they literally survive.
They live in the
no
way
water.
Out back.
Oh, I wonder where they filmed that.
Australia.
You think Australia?
Yeah.
Probably Australia. I don't know. Like Egypt, I think is the only other place that I know of.
Way out back.
You think it's out back?
Yeah.
So out back.
That's all that Australia is. It's all desert and then a couple cities
is
on the...
Is it sand dunes, though, kind of desert?
Probably.
Or is it just,
I don't know. I've never been there.
We should go to Australia.
The only people only live around the on the ocean coast.
If somebody knows a way that I could get like a green card equivalent passport job, something like that in Scandinavia, I decided today that I want to live where people are a little smarter.
In Scandinavia.
And I think Scandinavian people on the whole are probably smarter than American people. And that's so I want to live in Scandinavia. So if you got like a lead on that, some way I could legally do that and get paid for it, let me know. Just let me know about it, cause I can't.
So where in Scandinavia do you want to live?
Like Sweden.
Sweden.
Yeah.
What about Norway?
Eh.
What about
Sweden.
Finland.
Eh. I guess if you're in Sweden or Denmark, I'd be fine with. I could go to.
You
Denmark.
Think Finland's too close to Russia?
Oh, I don't
care.
Is that
the problem? You know, like the Russians? Are you racist against Russians, Holly?
No. What? No. I think Russians are white.
How dare you?
Can you be racist against a Russian?
I don't know.
I think they're white. I think they're the people who are in power.
You're racist.
I don't... No. What? No. What are you doing? Everybody, Adam is cutting his penny sleeve into a hula skirt, I think. I don't know if you probably never did
racist.
This as a child. But you, like, fold the paper up a whole bunch and you put slits into it and then it becomes a circle of paper instead.
Yeah, I learned it from Mr. Wizard, duh.
You learned it from Mr. Wizard? Really? Yeah. We learned it from this guy who, would, like, come into our second grade class and, like, take us out of class and then just, like, hang out with us and teach us stuff. It feels weird looking back on it because I don't really remember what we did besides that specific event, but I
just remembered something.
What'd you remember?
When I was 10 or 11,
mm-hmm.
there was a guy in town who would, he was like a butterfly guy. His name was Flint, maybe?
Like, he liked right? butterflies? He
yeah,
kept them?
Like, he had a bunch of butterflies in his house. And for some reason, my brother and I went to his house, and he had a baby owl that he was taking care of. Like, a little tiny owl, and he would, like, sit on your finger.
Did he go on your finger?
Uh-huh. And he just sat there. And he didn't weigh, like, anything.
What kind of owl was he? Like, white
like
or brown?
A little brown owl. And he was, like, that tall. And he sat on your finger. And then we dissected one of his pellets. The owl pellets.
Oh, owl pellets are gross.
And he would eat mousicles.
Yeah.
Owl or pellets are micicles. Gross. I don't know.
I never understood the whole dissecting an owl pellet thing. I know it's a thing, but I don't like it.
I think it.
It
was a screech owl.
Yeah, I don't
if
know
I
what the
correctly.
Difference between owls are.
They're the little ones.
I know that barn owls exist, and I know that Hedwig's exists, and that's really all I
the
know.
The great snowy owls?
Yeah. No, Hedwig specifically. Those are the two.
I think he's a snowy owl.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He's white. I know brown owls and white owls.
And the hoodie owls.
I think they're the brown owls.
And the turn their head around owls.
I think that's the white owls.
All right, so we're going to be done.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.